to TTM Cast, the podcast for TTM autograph collectors, sponsored by sportscardforum.com, the ultimate in sports card trading and discussion, and by thetrovesportsden.com. Come and hang out and chat with baseball pros online. And now, here's our host, Jeff Baker.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM autograph collector. My name is Jeff Baker, and I'm your host. This is Season 2, Episode 30. It is Sunday, August 16th. I'm feeling a little under the weather today, but getting a late start, but still plugging along. We have a fun show for you today. Coming up, we have an interview with Colin Greer from Past Pros and Todd Schaefer from Under the Radar Sports. And we kind of talk autographs and a little different ilk on TTM. So hopefully you enjoy our interview. If you want to send any feedback, questions, or would just simply like to be a guest on a future episode, please send me emails to ttmcast@yahoo.com. My email address is ttmcast@yahoo.com. My podcast is available anywhere podcasts are, including Apple and Spotify and Podbean and Stitcher, as well as TuneIn. We are available on, if you have an Alexa device, all you have to say is, "Alexa, play TTM Cast podcast," and you can hear this episode or previous episodes of the show. We also have a forum on Sports Card Forum, so check that out as well. Now on to Baker's Dozen. Our next episode will be next Sunday, August 23rd. Just a couple things that are happening in the hobby that I noticed. Earl Campbell, former running back for the Houston Oilers, is now charging $100 per autograph. He used to be free, but now he is charging $100. Also, I saw Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is charging $100. You can get his autograph by requesting it through his website. So check out his website. And if you want to get an autograph of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, one of the top five or six great NBA players of all time, you can get it for $100. Alex Trebek from Jeopardy is no longer signing because of the amount of requests that he gets, so Alex Trebek is no longer signing autographs through the mail. Just a couple other things. The national show that was rescheduled to was going to run in December in Atlantic City has been canceled because of the COVID virus. I didn't think it was going to happen, and it's too bad we'll miss the national this year. But the national is scheduled for next year in Chicago. So it's the end of July, beginning of August for 2021. So hopefully you guys will be making it out to Chicago for the national next year. And one other thing. Old friend Scott Kozlowski is got a new YouTube and Facebook group. It's called Hockey Thoughts with Scott. Check it out if you love hockey, if you love to talk NHL. It's playoffs are going on, so go check out Scott's site. It's Scott Kozlowski, Hockey Thoughts with Scott. It's on Facebook and on YouTube, so check out Scott's group. And now on to our Vern Rapp Minute. Vern Rapp Minute is dedicated to Mr. Vern Rapp, who passed away prior to me sending out a TTM request. So I do this as a service to my fellow TTMers. We just lost a few people in the world of celebrity and sports this week. James Harris, who was better known as Kamala in WWE wrestling, passed away. He was 70 years old. He passed away from complications from the COVID virus. Carol Hardy, who was the only man to pinch hit for both Ted Williams and Carl Yastrzemski. He played for the Indians, Red Sox, the Colts 45 and the Twins from 1958 to 1967. He was kind of a fourth outfielder type. He was 87. And Howard Mudd, who was a guard for an all-pro guard for the San Francisco 49ers, and he was also a coach for the Baltimore Colts and the Philadelphia Eagles, passed away as a result of a motorcycle accident. He was 78, so we're sorry for their loss.
This week's TTM returns are brought to you by Sports Card Forum. Find players' addresses, see who's signing, and more, all for free. SportsCardForum.com, the ultimate in sports card trading and discussion.
And now it's time for returns. Just a few returns this week. I haven't really sent anything out in about 2 weeks now, so returns have been slow, but it's still nice to get a few. So I got Oda B. McDowell on a 1987 Topps card. He signed it in blue Sharpie with he personalized it. And this took probably, I don't know, maybe month and a half, so I got that back. I got William Andrews, who was a running back for the Atlanta Falcons on a 1985 and 1986 Topps card. Both of them signed a nice blue Sharpie with his number, and that one took a couple weeks. I got Bill Bates from the Dallas Cowboys. He signed in a black Sharpie with his number and signed a 1985 Topps card. And this one, again, took a couple weeks. And lastly, I got Todd Blackledge, who was a quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, and he signed with a Bible verse and kind of a black, marker type thing, but it's a nice autograph, and this is on a 1985 Topps as well. So as I said, I haven't really been sending out requests the last couple weeks. I've kind of been busy with work and life, so I'm going to try to get back to it again this week and send a few out, but that kind of wraps up returns for the week. And now on to our last segment, our interview segment. I had the pleasure of interviewing Colin Greer from Pass Pros and Todd Schaefer from Under the Radar Sports. So hopefully, we talk about autographs and dealing with athletes. And I think it's a really interesting interview from another facet of autograph collecting. So hopefully you enjoy our interview.
This week's interview is brought to you by the Trove Sports Den. Come and hang out and chat with baseball pros from past and present online. Visit thetrovesportsden.com and join in the fun today.
Joining us on the TTMcast hotline is Mr. Colin Greer, who is co-founder of Pass Pros, and Todd Schaefer, who is owner of Under the Radar Sports Promotions. And we're going to talk autographs with these guys. So welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Very excited to always talk on autographs with people that are passionate about the hobby, and you guys are obviously passionate because you formed businesses behind it. Colin, how did you get started with Pass Pros? Where did that idea come from?
Well, we started about 6 years ago, and it was born on a golf course. I was in Montreal, where I grew up, for an Expos reunion golf tournament. And I ended up with Ellis Valentine. I ended up playing nine holes with Ellis Valentine. And as we were playing, he was kind of describing how, he lives in Texas and nobody really knows who he is down there, and how in Montreal it's quite different. Like, he is officially royalty in Montreal when it comes to baseball. And he was just wondering out loud, like, how can I monetize this, or how can I make a few bucks, because I have a garage full of bobbleheads and memorabilia and all that sort of stuff that I can't get rid of and my son doesn't want. So, what do I do with that? And I came from a software background, and the answer was easy to me, where it's just, okay, well, I can build you a website pretty easy. At the time, it was pretty quick to turn something around. And so it started with that. And so it was one site for Ellis. And then what I realized, like, I could clone this site and make multiple versions of it for different players very easily. So I asked them, are there any other former teammates that might be interested in this? And so that's how it kind of got started. And over the years, it's evolved a little bit, but that's really how it got started. It got me, I didn't know anything about, through the mail or the autograph world, really. I had been a collector. I used to like getting autographs at games, but I didn't know anything about the business. And so from there, it just grew and grew. And it sort of started as an Expos thing and then grew into something much bigger. And obviously now we've got, I don't even know how many guys on there, and it's completely taken off of late, but that's how it all got started.
And Todd, how did you get into sports promotions?
Well, I was a longtime collector. I was a collector first, starting from when Darrell Ackerfeld, of all people, signed a baseball for me outside of the tunnel at Veterans Stadium back in 1990. And I went to Cooperstown for ever since Steve Carlton was inducted in 1994, and got all the Hall of Famers and did all the shows that were down in Atlantic City, the 500 home run, 3,000 hit guys. And yep. Then through the theme shows that they used to do in the late 90s and the early early 2000s with the Cy Young guys and the batting champs and the World Series MVPs and the Yankees and the Mets and whatever was going on nearby in Philly as well. And it got to a point where I was kind of bored with a lot of the lineups. There weren't a lot of the guys that I needed for my pieces that were there. So with two friends initially, we decided to try to promote a show and bring a few of these guys into our area, the Lehigh Valley. And we did that. And we did a few other little small signings here and there. And then after everything was done, I can't say if the show was a tremendous success or the person that we used to help promote things, but I had reached out to a number of different players in which I had known and started going on the road and started to do a lot of these private signings and meet a lot of these guys and essentially go after the quote-unquote under-the-radar kind of guys that weren't being noticed by the big promoters or the guys that I was missing either from my team items or my theme piece items. And on the way, trying to see, like Colin was going after, who else that we could end up hooking into and doing a signing with. And I've been doing this now part-time. It seems like almost full-time lately for the last 9.5 years. And I'd say I probably have done almost 200 players during that span. So it's great. It's I say all the time, a lot of my childhood heroes have gotten to become my friends. And at the same time, my collection has grown, and quite a few people's hopefully have grown as a result of it.
Now, were you with I'm sorry, Todd, were you a TTMer before?
I was not. No, I ironically, for everything, I've sent out minimal TTMs. It's just one of those things that for the most part, I'm not a card collector personally, so I'm missing out on a lot of what everybody else has collects, but mainly I've done the shows, and if I have the downtime, I try to do the signings, but I fit in whatever I can within my work schedule, but no, I'm not a TTMer.
Okay. Well, Colin, you're a site of Pass Pros, and I think everyone in the hobby knows and is familiar with your site, and so if someone goes on to Pass Pros and they feel they look at your lineup of people that are available, how would they go about submitting
Yeah, so the process is pretty straightforward, and I do this pitch to different guys every day, so I have it kind of memorized. But essentially, what people do is they're paying for the privilege to send an item to one of those players to be signed, and so they just go, add the thing to the cart and check out. And when they check out, they get an address where they're going to send the item. So they send their item along with a proof of purchase, and they send to the address that's given to them. And usually the turnaround from the player is 2-3 weeks. Sometimes it could be a little bit longer, depending on their schedule. But the guys just get stuff. They're all set up. They have, the right Sharpies and ballpoint pens and everything ready to go. And they just sign the items and return them. So it's pretty smooth. I think over the years, I've dropped a bunch of guys that were hard, difficult and losing items and all that. And so now the group of guys that we're working with are really they're really into it, and they really get excited when they see those letters coming from customers because they know that I'm going to pay them, and it's worked quite well. That's one thing that's always been an easy sell for me when I talk to these guys that. I don't know if everybody knows, but I give them the full signing fee. So if you pay $10 on the site for Ellis Valentine's autograph, I give Ellis $10. And so that's why we've been able to add so many guys of late. We've been able to, they're calling me at this point because it's a great deal for them where they can't lose.
Now, is it just baseball cards, or do people send other things in terms of pictures or baseballs or whatever? For the most part,
people can send whatever they want. We have some guys down in the Dominican Republic where they can only take cards, but generally, all the guys are accepting balls, photos, bats, anything. So I get people reaching out to me every now and then if they have a really oddball item, and I'll check with the guys. But so far, we've taken some pretty large items and had no issues. So
that's pretty cool. Todd, how does your site work? We're talking with Todd Schaefer. Todd is, I'm going to say, founder?
Founder, owner, operator.
There you go. Under the Radar Sports Promotions. His website is under the radar sports .com.
.net.
So, Todd, how does your service work?
Well, for the most part, like we advertise the signing. We try to do. I try to do at least 3 to 5 a month. Lately, I've been doing a little bit more because what else do a lot of us have to do during this this time of boredom during the pandemic? But I try to get at least a couple of guys. We have our Facebook channel. We have the website where we promote things, as well as I'm on sportscollectors.net, which is another wonderful resource. But I'll post up, this is who we have this month. These are what the prices are. People send the items to me. Hopefully they label them, and like Colin had said, enclose a proof of purchase. If they're putting the checks or money orders or cash in, that's great. But we get everything together. We get it labeled. If there's any questions I have, I reach out to the person. If not, gets added to the pile. We get it signed and send it right back. For the most part, most of our signings I've done in person. I just got back from a 7-day trip down the East Coast where I saw 10 players in the last couple of days. But also with these crazy circumstances lately with the pandemic, I've had to mail to a couple of guys, but I've been revisiting a lot of my greatest hits of guys that I've done over the years, guys that I know will take the care of the people's items and follow directions and get them back. So it's worked out nicely to do some of those. But it's been great lately, and obviously the customers have been happy with their returns.
Colin, hey, and to you, Todd, have you seen an upswing in requests in the last 6 months with the pandemic and people kind of stuck at home and,
Yeah,
it's
been totally crazy. So that's why Todd and I have been partnering up on a lot of these signings and things that we do just because, I can't travel to the U.S. There's a travel ban at the moment. But two, the volume of items and the interest in these signings and the mail-ins and the autograph submissions, everything is just through the roof. And I don't know if it's a bubble. I don't know if it's going to continue. But for the time being, we're trying to get as much done as we can and try to find as many guys as we can. And the flip side of it, too, is that for the players, the guys that I'm working with, there are no in-person events anymore. And so they're looking for a way to, make a few bucks. And, whether we mail them a bunch of items or Todd drives out to see them or whatever, or I put them on the website, these guys are available now. A lot of guys that, I never even would have thought I'd speak to are calling me and looking for, essentially a gig. So there's two sides of it. There's one, the volume of items, but also the number of guys that we can reach that group of guys has expanded for sure.
And I think also the other thing that you've seen, like with there being no sports for the last couple of months, I've noticed that a lot of guys, basically guys that are in their late 30s, early 40s that have kids, are starting to watch some of these 1986 playoffs or 1990 World Series or some of the Ken Griffey Jr. Jose Canseco highlights, and a lot of these guys are starting to collect and do sets with their kids. I've had a number of people that sent in for my recent Eric Davis signing, as well as what we just had with Jose Rio or Mike Scott, saying, hey, I just started collecting the 88 Donruss set or the 87 Top set, and I want to do these things. So I've seen a lot of new blood that's come through and that have written these things or written notes saying, hey, this is the first signing I've ever participated in. I hope I'm doing this right. And it's a welcome change. It's great to see this.
Do you, Colin, I know you're one of the first people to kind of capture this market, if you will. Do you think you really started a trend in having paid autographs as opposed to just kind of being a Wild West free-for-all in the TTM world?
I don't know. I've never really thought of it that way. And I don't, it's not something I planned I was going to do, I was going to play out this way or whatever. Like I said, it just kind of started with some guys. And when those guys early on, we had a lot of guys that we worked with that, I don't want to give any names away, but they needed money. And so that's how this kind of got started. And really it was about putting money in our pockets. And that's why from the beginning, it was always player friendly because it was always going to be a side hustle for me. And for me, it was about, putting some money in these guys' pockets. They played in the 70s and 80s. They didn't make tons of money. I just knew I could make them a few bucks, could help out. And, early on, we would call it gas money. And I think Todd was the one who told me to talk to I won't name names, but one of the guys was saying, like, when he first started, he was making, like, Netflix money, then it became gas money, and now it's, like, vacation money for some of these guys. And so did I start a trend? I don't know. I think it was kind of heading in that direction. A lot of the feedback that I get from these guys is that they're just overwhelmed now with the number of items they get in the mail, and the one way to slow that down is to start charging. So I think the industry was headed in that direction. I think a lot more people now are comfortable with the idea of paying a few bucks to these guys. And to me, it was, you know, growing up as a collector, I can just think of times where, you know, I'd see like a Wade Boggs autographed bat or whatever, and I always used to wonder, like, how much is Wade Boggs actually getting out of this? And to me, it never really made a whole lot of sense, but the dealer made more than the player. And so that was part of the motivation too, like, to make sure that the money was going, in my mind, into the right pocket. And Todd hates my business model, he'll be the first one to say it.
Yeah.
But that was the idea that, you know, I wanted to be player first. They're the ones that had the career. They're the ones that created this, an interest in their autograph and added value to it. So that was kind of the motivation from the beginning.
I think one of the nice things about what you guys do is as a collector, you know that if you send something into the player, that he's the person that's signing it. There's a little insurance. When PTM is kind of still a blind thing, you don't know if it's his wife or his kid or whoever is going to end up signing it. But I would think there's some there's almost a built-in insurance that, you know, you're going through one of you guys, and then at least if you're looking for Ellis Burks' autograph, that's what you're going to get.
No question about it.
We're adding a little wrinkle to it now too, because you can see a lot of guys that are doing the signings, they can do like video signings and that sort of thing. And so, you know, this technology wasn't around 10 years ago. And so now you could have, like, I'm starting with Dave Justice and Kenny Lofton, where they're sending little videos of them signing the card. So sure, it doesn't give the full authenticity certificate and everything, but it gives you that bit of interaction that you have with a player that you can do now. So yes, you know, it's authentic. It doesn't hold up like a hologram or anything like that, but there's still this layer of authenticity there's something unique about getting that letter back from the guy too. I don't know. I always thought that was kind of cool. Like, people at the beginning, we were thinking, do people mail to me and then I mail it to the guys? But I like the idea of going direct to the guy. And like you said, it kind of adds that little flavor to it.
And it gives you the opportunity to ask the question, I would assume, or kind of build a little relationship with that person. Todd, yours are more private signings, right?
Nobody's doing publics right now, but I've done them before. I've done shows. I work with a number of dealers in the Philadelphia area, and I book guys in for shows. A lot of the guys in which I typically go after, most of the time, are generally people that don't really have, like, by the time that you pay their expenses, by the time you pay the airfare or pay the hotel, I find it's cheaper for me to just go there and get everything done that way rather than roll the dice and risk it. But also, where I live in the outside of Philadelphia in the Lehigh Valley, they don't care about a guy who played for the Cincinnati Reds, or they don't care about a guy who played for the Houston Astros, where the guy would be a better mail order name guy anyway. But I'm never opposed to doing live signings, and also certain players, the private signing was invented for them. There's a few guys that I'm sure that Colin could tell you out of his group that would probably never be able to do one. Not that they're not good people or whatever it comes down to. It's just a lot of them don't want to be bothered.
Yeah, I guess I misunderstood. It was probably my comment. I meant that you were Colin sending the cards directly to the player. Everything goes to you, and then you have the player sitting in a room signing whatever 100 cards or whatever needs to be done. That's all.
Basically, I'm the facilitator. For the most part, I'm there. But lately, as of current times have changed, like I'm the guy, like Colin, who's sending a bulk of everything right there and being the point person for it. But instead of the individual sending everything all at once to that player, I'm just sending one big package if it comes down to it. But no, for the most part, I'm there. Like I said last week, I was just in Florida and had all of those different guys that we had. And basically, they had their hour or two to go through everything. We got them their stuff, and right now I'm still in the process of sending everything back.
Yeah, cool. Jeff, what I would say is that there's a good it works well between Todd and I, because what I found in the 6 years that I've been doing pastorals is that not every guy can handle their own mail. Not every guy can do through the mail. And those are a lot of the guys that we organize the signing for, because then, you know, they can trust that Todd's going to get it done. He's going to get it done properly. And we're not going to lose anything. So that's why between the two of us, it works well.
Certain guys that inscriptions are their kryptonite, and there's other guys that just won't read the instructions. It'll just rock through everything with a blue pen or a blue ballpoint pen on the cards, or grab a black Sharpie and do the stack. It's essentially quality control is what I'm there for.
That's cool. Now, I was speaking with Colin Greer. Colin is co-founder of PassPros. His website is PassPros.com. He is on Facebook at PassPros. He is on – Colin, you on Instagram?
Yeah, I started about a month ago, and I think that the handle is like, I couldn't get PassPros. It looks like it's some sort of stripper. So it's like, yeah, it's PassProsogram or something like that. Anyway, if you search for PassPros, you'll find the strippers and you'll find me.
That's funny. And we're also speaking to Todd Schaefer. Todd is in the Philadelphia area. He is president and founder of Under the Radar Sports Promotion. He is at undertheradarsports.net. He is Under the Radar SP on Facebook, and you're on Instagram as well, correct?
I'm trying to get a little bit better on it, but yes, I'm on Instagram and Twitter, same handle on all, Under the Radar SP.
Cool. Well, Colin, why don't you name drop a little and tell us some of the athletes that you've recently added in, you know, the last 3 or 4 months. Maybe people haven't been to Pass Pros in a while and they're not familiar with some of the guys that you've added.
Yeah, well, it all coincides. Like, obviously, we were talking about how the pandemic, you know, created this boom in the business. But at the same time, I added Vince Coleman. And that guy is just – he's taken PassPros to a whole other level, because typically people I worked with in the past or whatever, you know, they might recommend their one or two friends. Vince Coleman just took out his Rolodex and just went through the whole – well, maybe not the entire thing, but found at least 20 guys – names that I never thought I'd be able to speak to or get in touch with or would be interested in what we're doing. And it's just continued to grow from there, because now those guys are passing it on to their friends. So it's been guys like Dave Justice, Kenny Lofton, Willie McGee, Terry Pendleton. Every day is a surprise. Every day I get a phone call I see a name on my phone pop up, and it's just one big name after another. Derek Lee, Ellis Burks, to name a few more. But like I said, I have a list too of guys coming up, and I've got another MVP coming. I've got, you know, so it's kind of that layer below Hall of Famers. That's really where we're finding a sweet spot right now. And like I said, I think a lot of it has to do with we've got not having shows to do anymore, and the fact that Vince sells it for me, so I don't have to do a cold call. Vince is able to convince them, and then they just call me.
Do you have a personal favorite, someone that, you know, you were a fan of growing up that came under your wing? And not necessarily the big, you know, the biggest superstar,
yes,
but somebody that was a real favorite for you.
Me, growing up, I was never a fan of a superstar. I was never a fan of Gary Carter. I was always a fan of, like, the 25th guy on the roster. So my guy growing up was Wallace Johnson. I don't know if anybody would know him, but he was a pinch hitter of the Expos. And that day when I first met Ellis, I also met Wallace, and he thought I was crazy when I was telling him that he was my, you know, I was his biggest fan, and I was convinced in my head that I had this connection with him, that if I was watching a game or listening to a game and he had an at bat, that if he got a hit, it was because of me, because of my, you know, my energy and my positive thoughts. I was convinced of it. So I told him that, and he thought it was totally insane. But within a year or so, I started working with him on PassPros. And anyway, we developed a good friendship. And I would say, out of all the guys that, you know, other people will have their favorite players that are Dave Justice, Kenny Lofton, give me Wallace Johnson any day. And so we keep in touch all the time. And that to me is like, no one's going to top that, or no one's going to top Wallace.
That's cool. Now, Todd, do you have somebody that fits the bill for you? I know you were a Phillies fan growing up, so was there a special Philly that you've worked with?
I really enjoyed Darren Dalton when he was alive. He was a great friend, and I really enjoyed working with him. I really see Carlton is another one who I've become good friends with, and pretty much that whole 93 Phillies group, I've gotten to work with all of them and become friends with a lot of them. We have group texts, a lot of us, and they all come in still for Darren's golf outing and other events, and it's great to see them. But at the same time, I've also become great friends with a lot of other guys from a lot of other fan bases and other teams that I rooted against, or guys that I didn't necessarily like to see come to the plate against the Phillies, turned out to be not so bad at all. And that's part of the fun of this. And it's great. Like I said, it's your childhood heroes get to become your friends. It's pretty surreal.
Colin, I'm a marketing guy at heart, and I was just wondering, how do you determine the pricing fees? Does the athlete come to you and say, okay, I want to get X dollars for an autograph, or you do market research and say, you go on eBay and see what his autographs are going? How do you determine that?
Generally, the guys have an idea. And, in some cases I might advise, but really it's always up to them. Like, I really don't care. Like today, Lloyd McClendon called and said, I want to increase my price. I won't argue. I'm not going to argue with these guys. It's up to them. If they don't get any orders, well, they'll figure it out and they'll lower the price. If they get, overwhelmed, then, they can increase their price. And like Todd has said before to me, he's like, there's no price guide for this. There's no book I can look up and see the value of the guy. So, in some cases I'll advise, but generally they know either from previous experience, or like I spoke to Jeff Lottie a couple weeks ago, and he said to me, like, look, I've been waiting for this call, like to talk to somebody like you for 30 years because I've hardly signed anything. And he knew that by doing that, he'd created a scarcity where he could charge something of a premium, even though he didn't have a great career. So a lot of these guys are aware. They know what other people have charged for them. They know if they've signed over the years or they haven't. So they often have an idea. In some cases, if they don't, then yeah, I'll go look, see if he's done a signing before, see what he's done before, what do things sell for on eBay, and then I can advise. But like I said, I just leave it up to them, and we can adjust over time. If we find it too low or too high or whatever, we can adjust as the orders come in or if they don't come in. So really, I leave it to the market. Steve Justice is a perfect example where he wanted to go a little bit higher than what his usual rate was. And, to me, it's like, okay, well, let's put it out there. If people buy it, well, then you've got the right price. And it's been steady for him. So, again, I in my head, I would have
did you break up there a little? I'm sorry.
Sorry, I was just saying how often we'll just let the market dictate. So we might start with something, and then depending on the demand, it'll either go up or go down. And in some cases, I disagree with the prices that they come up with, but I don't argue. But they'll figure it out sooner or later if it's the right price or not, whether they get orders or they get too many orders or whatever.
Sure. Todd, do you have any signings coming up or any events coming up? I know we can't go out and have people coming in for group signings or anything, but do you have any events that you want to talk about?
Well, as of right now, I just was talking about completing the thing. By the time that this episode will air, I don't think that we have anything that fits within that frame. Possibly Alex Trevino from the Dodgers, the Houston Astros, the Reds, and the Mets might be happening right around the time of the air date. Other than that, we're doing Scott Brosius, the 98 World Series MVP, which I believe his due date is the 10th. But who knows? The way the mail's running these days, it could actually be still open by the time that we get on. But no, obviously, we just came off of a big run here. And obviously, once all this stuff goes back to everybody, I can't sit idle, and neither can Colin. And certainly, we'll be back on the phones and hopefully sooner than later back on the road again doing more.
Colin, have you had any attempts at current players?
Not really. I mean, the name is Past Pros.
I know.
I don't want to run into any licensing issues or whatever. It's not something that interests me. For me, it's all about the nostalgia of it. It's all about, these guys from the 70s and 80s. There's something about that, that junk wax era, those cards, that's what gets me excited. So you know, if I'm speaking to Wallace Johnson, I get way more excited than if I'm talking to like a Tim Anderson or whatever. So maybe, you know, I wouldn't say no to a signing or somebody approached me, but I'm not going to go after those guys. It's just not.
You guys both do, you do all sports, not just baseball.
I see
you do hockey, which I'm a big fan of here growing up.
I just haven't had the same traction with the other sports. I find too, it's a little different mentality with some of the other sports, the other athletes. Like I've worked with a little bit with basketball and football guys, and it hasn't been as easy. So, you know, I'd love to add more guys, especially hockey guys, but it's funny. It's just a different mentality. I think there's a different kind of mindset when it comes to autographs and getting autographs in those sports. And then logistics, it's, you know, sending a football helmet is just not the same as sending, you know, a baseball or a card or whatever.
Are you amazed at the growth in the industry? I would think in the last, I got back to collecting about two and a half years ago, and it seems like in the last year the hobby has really grown. Did that come as a surprise to you?
I think it's like the 100-year storm. I was honestly a little bit worried a couple years ago, 5-6 years ago, thinking, okay, like when this generation, like basically our parents' age, start retiring, it doesn't seem like the next generation of the kids really seems as connected. And like obviously I'm looking forward as a buyer to seeing a lot of these Hall of Famers and some of these long lost pieces of people's collections go on the market. But no, lately there's been a lot of things that have blown my mind. The rise of cards, the rise of these logoed baseballs and certain inscriptions and also just the amount of participation I've seen in the signings in which I've promoted has been incredible to me.
Colin, just one or two last questions and I'll let you guys go. I really appreciate your time. We're speaking with Colin Greer, who is co-founder of Past Pros, and Todd Schaefer, who from Under the Radar Sports Promotions. We're talking autographs, and I recommend you guys go check out their sites. If you haven't been to Past Pros, it is pastpros.com. Todd's website address is undertheradarsports.net. Go check out their offerings in addition to having all the players available to send your own stuff in. They have a lot of stuff for sale, signed cards and balls and other memorabilia, so go check it out. Colin, you know, you'd mentioned the video aspect of it with Kenny Lofton, do you think that's something that's kind of the future, that people want even more of a personal experience on the autograph end?
I think so, and it took a little while to come because it was an idea that I talked about with Michael Lacoste about 6 years ago, 5 years ago, because he had a production company, and the technology wasn't there yet. It wasn't that easy to pass around video files as it is now, or to share them, or you know, add them on YouTube or whatever. But you see it more and more, especially since there aren't any in-person events. You know, the guys doing these signings on Facebook and that, it's kind of triggered a lot of ideas. And so, you know, like Cameo, the younger guys are starting to see, well, wait a minute. You know, I can make, like Kenny Lofton, Dave Justice, and Vince Coleman, they're all on Cameo, and they do quite well there. But they said, look, if I can combine this with signing an autograph for somebody, that's like lightning in a bottle. And so, yes, I see more and more of this. I can see how, you know, we might end up doing a private signing and Todd taking videos while the guy signs a special item. Like I can definitely see more and more of this because like Dave Justice sent me a video when he first did his first signing on Past Pros. I wasn't expecting it at all. And he sent it to me and he said, "Hey Colin, how's it going? Here's my first thing I'm signing for Past Pros." And I was like, all googly eyed. I was like, "Oh my God, like why wouldn't you want this?" And so, so that he was the first person I spoke about it. And he's like, "Yeah, absolutely. Let's try this." So, definitely it gives you that connection, that you weren't necessarily getting and people are kind of missing a little bit now that we're, you know, we've been stuck at home or whatever. You miss that kind of interaction that you get with the player and, the tools are there. So it's just a matter of using them.
Do you, Todd, just a quick one more quick question. When someone orders something from Under the Radar Sports Promotions, do they get some type of authentication certificate, or how is
if they choose to? If they choose to. I started the hologram program about 2 years ago. We have our free registered holograms, which I put a hologram on the item, and I have a matching paper certificate that has a duplicate of the hologram on it, and I have it back. I have it backed up on our online database. So if you go to our website /hologram-verification, type in the number that's on there, they'll get to see the date that it was signed, a picture of the item, and who the player was. We've had that, and also for 99% of the signings in which I have, like, we have proof pictures where if I'm not there, the player or the player's wife will send pictures, but if I'm there, certainly I'll take them, because everybody loves to see what these guys look like. Everybody likes to on look and see their stuff in the background and see how everything comes out. And it's been a fun way to interact. And like I've said with some of the guys lately, it's with the growth of some of these online groups, like there's been times where I posted a picture up from a signing that I advertised months ago, and the date that finally got completed, there generally can be enough interest sometimes to do a completely other signing. It's like we've done two rounds with Eric Davis, and we've done two rounds with Davey Lopes as a result of these pictures and of this proof, and certainly those guys are not adverse to doing another one if we post more pictures. So it's a great thing. Like, obviously authenticity is huge, and we certainly want to stand behind everything. If the customer wants a hologram on their item, we're happy to provide it. If not, we have the proof pictures, and I keep my records as to who sent in. So if there's ever a question, somebody could call and say, hey, did this guy buy this ball from you or buy this card from you? Yeah, absolutely. He did participate, and we have that information.
I'm going to ask one more question, and then I'm going to call, and we'll wrap this thing up. Todd, what's the neatest thing someone sent in, you know, for you to sign at one of your signings that you personally would say, oh, really? I like that. That's kind of neat. Yeah, is there something that kind of caught your eye? Because you're looking at it. You get to see all these things before they get signed.
I've gotten some really cool things. I had a guy the other day. I just did Raphael Furcal in Florida. The guy sent he sent four baseballs that were signed by almost everybody who ever turned an unassisted triple play. Like, wow. Some of the guys going back to the 1920s, and Furcal was one of the guys that he was missing. I love it when I get the Cy Young posters in. I personally collect that, and generally I like to look at them to see who they have that I don't, and the same things with the World Series MVPs. I also collect batting champs and Hall of Famers. Like, those are the items I love to get. But no, there's been a number of things that people have sent in over the years that have been like, wow, this is really, really cool. There's a guy in New Jersey who has a book that's signed by nearly everybody who ever played for the Yankees. As soon as it gets into my possession, I can't wait to get it out of my possession because of some of the names and some of the legends that have signed this thing. But a lot of the times when I'll put it in front of the players, they'll take 15, 20 minutes to go page through it, and their eyes get real big looking at some of the names that have signed this thing.
That's cool.
Colin, is there anything that we didn't discuss today that you want to mention, anything you want to promote, or anything that we didn't bring up in our call today?
No, it's funny because, like Todd was saying, he kind of caught us in a weird time where it's like Todd, I keep saying he's the hardest working guy in this business, and he just got back from Florida from all those signings. So we're just, I'm just started making phone calls for the next round of signings. So by the time that show comes out, we'll probably have announced a few guys. But yeah, I guess just keep your eyes peeled on passpro.com. And I have like another 10 guys that I'll be adding to the website in the next couple of weeks. So again, by the time it airs, we'll have a whole bunch of guys. It just seems endless at the moment. So it's kind of a fun time.
All right. Well, great. Okay, guys, go check out. I know you've heard of passpros.com if you've been in the hobby at all for any length of time. Colin, I always see great reviews when someone asks about passpros. I've never seen a bad word said about your company. So you're doing something right in terms of servicing your customers and servicing the athletes as well. So please go to passpros.com. Colin has all sorts of baseball athletes as well as some hockey and basketball and wrestling as well, which I'm really not into, but he's got some wrestling stuff in there as well. He is on Facebook at Pass Pros. He is on Instagram at Pass Pros, not the stripper one. What is it? It's Pass Pros what?
Pass Prosagram.
Pass Prosagram. So you might see strippers if you go to passpro.com, passpro on Instagram, but stay away from that, guys. and Todd is from Under the Radar Sports Promotions. He
is at UnderTheRadarSports.net. He is on Facebook and on Instagram at UnderTheRadarSP, right, on both of them? Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to talk about today that we didn't would bring up?
No, I just encourage everyone to check out both of our sites. Obviously, like Colin said, we're out there working, and I'm adding more items each day. And the selection, we're always trying to keep things interesting and encourage anybody, if they have a few minutes or hours, to feel free to stop.
Oop, you still with us, Todd?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm sorry. Yeah,
okay.
I encourage anybody to stop by and check out our sites and click away. Hopefully, you won't be disappointed with the selections that we're giving you guys.
I agree. If you go to either one of their sites and you can't find at least two or three players that you want their autograph for, or you need them for one set you're working on or a team that you really love, just looking at the first page of Pass Pros, I had like five guys out of five that I wanted their autograph. So there is plenty of choice. Please, guys, check it out. Colin, Todd, thank you very much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. It was a pleasure to learn about what you guys do. I'm not that familiar with the whole process on autograph collecting, so it was educational, and it was hopefully educational to my listeners as well.
Well, thank you. Happy to go.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Jeff.
You're welcome. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
Well, that wraps up another edition of TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM Autograph Collector. My name is Jeff Baker, and I have been your host for the program. If you want to send any feedback, questions, concerns, comments, or simply are interested in being a guest on a future show, please send me an email to ttmcast@yahoo.com. Once again, my email address is ttmcast@yahoo.com. Our next show will be next Sunday, August 23rd. I want to thank Colin Greer for joining us today and Mr. Todd Schaefer for joining us today. It was a pleasure to talk to these gentlemen, and hopefully you learned something about their company and about autographs and autograph promotions. I thought it was a really fun, interesting interview. As I said, our next show will be Sunday, August 23rd. I want to thank you, the listeners, for hanging in there. As always, we had a nice long show again this week. So please spread the word. Let people know what we're doing. If you like autographs, if you like TTM, if you're interested in sports, baseball, football, hockey, please let people know what we're doing. I appreciate it. And as always, wishing you many happy returns. See you next week.